Welcome to The Best Is Yet To Be, the show that helps you make the rest of your life the best of your life. Now here's your host, Deborah Bales.
Hello, and welcome to The Best Is Yet To Be, the show that helps you make the rest of your life the best of your life. And every Saturday at 12 noon, we have this show that's dedicated toward aging, because aging, if you're lucky, will happen to you or happen to all of us, and so why not celebrate it? And that's what the show's about positive, healthy steps that you can take as we all grow older. And it's targeted to actually people of all ages, and especially baby boomers and our aging parents. And so today I am very, very thrilled to have Claire Villani and Fran Borum of Amedisys Home Healthcare. And Amedisys is a new company to the area, right on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo. So welcome to the show, Claire and Fran.
Thank you.
Fran, you're an RN, and you're actually the Director of Operations and Administrator for Amedisys. And Claire, you're the account executive, so you're the feet on the street of the organization. And why don't we start with just telling us a little bit about Amedisys. Fran?
Amedisys is a corporation that is based out of Baton Rouge. Our CEO was also an RN and started the company in the early 80s as a staffing agency out of his living room. And it's expanded to be a corporation that has about 560 agencies nationwide in 47 wow. states and Puerto Rico. So we're very big, but our agency in San Luis Obispo, you know, we're small. We're local people that go out to see the elderly people in San Luis Obispo County.
You know, that's fantastic. I had no idea that you were such a huge, huge company. Claire, do you have anything to add on the history there of Amedisys?
I think it's really a great thing, because we have so many of the resources of a huge, you know, company behind us, yet it's run by all local people who know the area, who are involved in the community. And so it's really a win-win. You've got the backing of the large, but, you know, the actual tenderness and care of the locals. So I think it's a good thing.
That's wonderful. And by the way, comment on your accent. Claire, where are you from?
I'm South African originally. I'm an American citizen now, but originally from South Africa.
I could listen to that all day. And, you know, it's interesting that you talk about this, you know, the huge company with the backing, the financial backing, but the small hometown local service to the community. And so, you know, of course, I work for ResCare Home Care, and we are a $1.5 billion home care company, and we have the same philosophy where we have that financial backing, but then we have the San Luis Obispo branch office, which has been here since 2000 doing home care. And one of the things I wanted to kind of mention is how we work together, because there's a lot of confusion, I think, out there amongst our clients and our listeners about what are the differences between home care and home health care. Fran?
Well, home health care provides skilled services on an intermittent basis. So we provide skilled nursing, we provide physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, we have a social worker. And these are skilled services that we offer to our clients. We go into the home primarily based a lot of education to the patient and their family. And that is to keep them out of the hospital. That's our chief goal, is to keep patients out of the hospital and keep them independent at home. We don't want them to become codependent on us. We want them to, you know, have our services, get what they need from our services, and then we discharge them so that they're back to their pre-hospitalization or pre-home health stage. Our biggest thing that we do is education, primarily educating, you know, patients and family about their disease process, their disabilities, nutrition, all sorts of things to help them stay independent in their home, to have a better lifestyle, and especially for the family members that have to care for their aging parents or loved ones. It's very difficult without the resources. And that is what sets us apart from your agency, which provides more custodial and companion care.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. What we do is more of the ongoing kinds of services that happen after you folks have done your rehabilitation stage of, or the transition stage out of the hospital, for example, and then we go into the home and stay on a longer-term basis doing the light housekeeping, the companionship, as you mentioned, custodial, the personal care, with the helping out with the activities of daily living, you know, the transferring in and out of the tub or the shower or the from the bed to the walker or whatever. And so we are there for the long haul. And Claire, do you have any...
Yes, I actually, you know, many of the physicians that we call on in the area actually ask us, you know, do you know anybody? Because a lot of the time when we leave, there is still that need for somebody just, you know, whether it's confidence, whether their other, you know, caregiver, daughter, whoever's helping them, they might not have that confidence to actually do some of the things that we've, you know, taught them. And they do need a bit of help. Well, sometimes we find that, you know, it's a spouse who's ill themselves that are caring for that person, and you know, they might need a little break, or if somebody, you know, could fall easily, fall prevention, just the confidence of knowing that some other person is going to come in and help that day is just a huge burden off that family. So I think, you know, the relationship of how we could even work together to support our community and the people who live in it, and you know, the elders who need the help, I think is invaluable.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's well put. And we both share the same goal, and that is to keep the senior at home and as independent as possible, out of the hospital, out of the nursing home.
But safe.
But safe, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And fall prevention, you bring up, is a huge issue.
It is a huge issue. The CDC did a study years ago and said that the cost of taking care of patients that fall was exceeding $19 billion.
Wow.
It's tremendous. And 1 in 3 adults over the age of 65 fall at least once a year. So fall prevention is very big in both physical therapy and occupational therapy. The occupational therapist will work with ADLs, which are activities of daily living. Your grooming, your dressing, toileting, transferring, those kind of things, and help with making those safe, while the physical therapist is working with more the ambulation, the balance, you know, to keep you on your feet and not on the ground. So, and they work hand in hand together. It's very, very important, because a fall is devastating once a limb is broken, and the recovery is just so lengthy to get back to where you were, if you're able to get back to that point.
Yeah, that's such an important issue. I think that, you know, the two major things that I know that we try to keep an eye on are making sure that falls are prevented, and then also medication management. And that's where you come in as home health, is very strongly. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, actually, I see it the most within the physician's office. That's like one of the top things that they want, is med management, because, you know, a lot of the time when the patient comes out of the hospital, it's been traumatic for them. They forget, you know, what they have to take. You know, the physicians are saying what medications they might be seeing, you know, various doctors, so therefore they have a lot of different medications, and the physician will say, you know, what kind of medicine are you taking? Oh, the blue pill. You know, it's very difficult,
right,
for the physician to be able to, you know, understand and look at the patient. And, you know, one of the things that we actually provide is a computer program. It's actually called Mercury Doc, and it actually allows the physician to see all the visits, the patient's vitals. They're able to see the wounds right at the touch of their finger. fingertips, and it just really allows them to, you know, play a greater role in their patient care and really be able to see everything just on their computers and see a whole look of the entire, you know, what's going on in the home. So we're actually going towards telemedicine, which will be beginning in January of next year, which will give the physicians an even greater eye into the home, if you will.
That is fantastic. Of course, you know, I love technology. I'm kind of a closet geek myself. And ResCare also has not telemedicine, but what we have is a system called Rest Assured, where we have monitors in the home and cameras in the common areas. So privacy is maintained through passive monitoring.
That's
for instance,
great.
in the bedrooms, and then in the kitchen, the cameras actually are how shall I say, accurate enough so that you can put a medicine bottle, a pill bottle, on your kitchen counter, and the camera, which is controlled by our call center, actually can zoom in and read the label on that pill bottle. And over the audio and visual portion of the system can say, okay, well, Mr. Jones, you need to take two of those. And with a camera outside the front door, you know, the call center says, okay, do not open your front door. That's just a solicitor. Mm-hmm. And so that system called Rest Assured, and people on the internet can go to Rest Assured Systems, plural.com. I'm sorry, it's Rest Assured System, singular.com, and can see that that system. And your telemedicine is definitely the way things are going, and I'm really excited about that. That's going to reach out to many more people mm-hmm. with your skill and your knowledge.
May I ask you a question? Is your Rest Assured, is it for every person, or how do you decide if that's something that they incorporate in, as part of their treatment or their care?
That's an excellent question. It's actually for every person, and oftentimes what happens is we use it as an adjunct to our caregiving services. So the caregiver will be in during the day, and the Rest Assured system is there 24/7 to make sure that there's fall prevention. With monitors, for example, under the mattress of a bed, you can measure when somebody gets up out of bed. Monitors underneath rugs can measure if there's any kind of falls. So it all works hand in hand. And actually our clients love it. At first you'd think, well, you know, this is kind of like Big Brother and maybe my privacy is going to be compromised. And actually it's not. We find that our clients feel much safer, and they begin to rely on the friendly voice coming out over their speakers in their home, you know, with greetings and that sort of thing. So. Well, you know what? We're getting to the point now where I've got to take a break for a word from our sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Fran and Claire of Amedisys Home Health, our fabulous guest experts today on The Best Is Yet to Be. Hang on, and we'll be right back.
Home on the Central Coast. There's simply no place like it. ResCare Home Care is here to help you stay at home and live on your own terms. Maybe you or a loved one needs a little help with everyday activities. Driving, cooking, doctor's appointments, lighthouse keeping, or just having a safe, trustworthy companion. Every ResCare home care professional is an experienced, screened, and insured employee, not a contractor. You'll feel comfortable having us in your home, whether it's a few hours a day or 24/7. We guarantee compatibility. Call us today at 781-8156. That's 781-8156. ResCare Home Care, respect and care at home. 781-8156.
And we're back on the show, The Best Is Yet to Be. I'm your host, Deborah Bales, and you can hear the show every Saturday at 12 noon on News Talk 920 KVEC. You can also hear us streaming live on the web at www.920kvec.com. And we also have a show website, which is www.yettobe, which is www.yet2, .be, not .com. It's a little unusual. It's .be. So we're back on the show with our guest experts today, Fran Borum, a registered nurse and director of operations for Amedisys Home Health Services, and along with Claire Villani, executive director. And Amedisys Home Health is, well, Amedisys is spelled A-M-E-D-I-S-Y-S, and that's also your website address, right?
Yes, it is, amedisys.com.
And you're located at 4051 Broad Street, Suite 126. And what's your phone number?
Our phone number is 805-543-2108. And, you know, for our, the patients that we have, we're a 24-hour every day, including holidays. So should you feel that, you know, yourself or a family member does need help, please give us a call and we'd be happy just to even come out and give an assessment.
You know, that's a wonderful service. And as we are getting closer to the holidays, it seems like more and more things start to happen within the family unit, and oftentimes we'll have family living far away, and there are some things to take a look at as we visit our aging parents. Can you talk about that a little bit, Fran?
Well, I'm right there in the mix of it. My mother lives with us and has been living with us for about 3 years now. She could live alone, but she has a little bit of confusion at times. And so it's just better that she has kind of a little indirect supervision with all of us living together in the household. We have three generations living in the household. And with home health, and she has had home health in the past, she goes in the hospital. Sometimes she is kind of confused about what all is being said and taught to her, and home health helps that transition from inpatient facility to home, because people are stressed when they're in the hospital. They don't always remember everything that's said to them. And so home health is ordered by the physician, and we come in and we do an evaluation and an assessment and determine what kind of needs they need and help them, especially with medications. We do the reconciliation that's on the very first visit. And sometimes they have duplicate medications. The doctor's not aware of that because, like Claire said, they have several doctors. So we will contact the physician and let them know, well, they're on this med three different times. It's under different names, and the patient doesn't know this. So, and then we evaluate them for the different services that we offer. And it really helps because we are in the home. The hospital is not their home. And we are in the home, and we can work around all of these issues that they have because we are in their home. And we can assess environmental factors, safety factors, if they have pets that they're tripping over and falling over. So it is different eyes than the hospital. And yes, I have been a hospital nurse and an intensive care nurse for many, many years, but the transition into home care is so vital because it is much more cost-effective to take care of someone at home than in an inpatient facility. Not every patient is best cared for in the home. Some need that intermediate care of maybe a rehab facility or a skilled nursing facility. But the ones that we can help in the home, it's very beneficial to them and their family.
Yeah, that's really well put. And Claire, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think something nice, you know, that we put ourselves ahead with our service, and I don't know many other agencies that do that. We actually have something in the home similar to yours, which I'm very impressed with, I might add. It's basically when our clinicians go in, besides giving the patient a full body assessment each and every time, we have something that transmits into our agency, and it's called a clinical dashboard. And basically,
fantastic.
If let's just say the CHF patient gains 2 pounds, or there's any changes in any of our patients, you know, vitals, it transmits immediately as a happy or sad face. And we're able to actually alert the physician, or, you know, before the patient actually ends up at, you know, in the hospital. And, you know, going back to your question about having, you know, family members live far, if that was my, you know, parent, I would want that peace of mind knowing that, you know, as your service with the rest care that you have, or rest assured, you have that in the home. So I think that's that's also a nice feature that we can provide for the overall outcome and well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, as we are in that kind of computerized generation, the first, by the way, generation to actually, have computers, we have that more favorable look upon technology, whereas perhaps our parents are more nervous about that. Mm-hmm. And so I think we can provide that bridge and show that that really is a good thing to have as an adjunct to humans. It's not going to replace, tender, loving human care, but it's always an extra step there. So now, Fran, tell us a little bit, kind of, if you could, an example of a patient that might come to you, how they would arrive at your doorstep, so to speak.
Well, first of all, it's usually through a referral from either the hospital or another facility or from the physician's office, and we get the referral and we go out there and do an evaluation. Sometimes they'll say this is the diagnosis where this patient has fallen several times, and we'll go out and make the evaluation and then decide collaboratively with the physician what kind of care we want to set up for the patient. So we actually set up a plan of care for the patient with the physician, and this is what we're going to do on the visits that we set up. So if a patient comes to us and they have a lot of falls, then we go out there and we establish, are the falls due to they can't get in and out of the bathtub or something like that? Is it bathroom safety? Well, we send out a physical therapist. We evaluate that. They call in the occupational therapist. We get them collaborating together to help the patient become more independent and safe in their transfers. They also help with balance issues. Our inner ear is where our balance is in our body, and so they help the patient with, becoming well-balanced in their ambulation and in, when they're sitting and all. So they know where their body is at all times. With nursing, we provide a variety of nursing services. We do infusion, we do wound care, ostomy management. Our biggest focus is educating. We don't want to do it all. We want to educate the caregivers on how to do it, support them, because we're not going to be in there forever. So they need to become independent in the care, either the patient or the caregiver. So education is the biggest thing we do. Every visit, we're educating on something.
You're absolutely right. I think, it comes back to how we all need to be a proactive partner in our own care. And I think gone are the days where the doctor would be this godlike figure that would just give orders and mm-hmm. the patient would be totally submissive or non-active. Mm-hmm. Now we really have to take part in our own care and also reach out to the advocacy that we can get through home health and home care caregivers and professionals. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that we provide with our speech therapy is to help patients that have early dementia or early Alzheimer's. They have a program where they work with cognition and memory, and that's a new thing that's out there that our therapist is working with. So we do have the full services that we offer, and sometimes people think speech therapy is only for speech or swallowing, but there's so much more that they can do with the cognitive abilities of the elderly.
Yeah, that's really, really important. Just all the types of therapy that we're not even really aware of, and the depths of what can be offered that some of us just don't even know about. I mean, that's where you come in again with your education. And what would you say are the top conditions that you probably encounter on a day-to-day basis?
Well, it goes hand in hand with our disease management programs. We have the disease management programs Heart at Home, so that's CHF, which is congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation. We have diabetes disease management program, which takes the patient from, how to give an insulin injection to how to take care of their feet. We have COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and that pretty much is your asthma, emphysema, and bronchitis. And we also have stroke at home for patients that have had a cerebral vascular accident, a CVA, or stroke. And so those are the primary things we take care of. Those are probably the top four.
And what can we do? I'm talking now to those of us, I'm actually talking about myself, in my 50s, to live longer and from a home health standpoint, in the kinds of cases that you see on a daily basis. What could I do to live longer?
I think primarily because we do have a 97-year-old patient that is very sharp, and I say, what do you do that keeps you active and alive, you know, in your everyday living? And she says, I love to read. I think reading, keeping your mind active, being proactive about your health with diet and exercise, having a social network. Even if you can't leave the home, there are ways to be social out there. There are people that will come in your home and spend time with you, a senior network that can do that and talk to you, just to be a friend, just to talk about not your health, but just other things that people talk about in their normal everyday living. So I think being proactive in your health and then keeping your mind active, I think that's the way to longevity.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that's true as well. Claire?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, knowing what services are available to you and educating oneself, because there are differences in you know, care and services that can be offered, different services. I think it's really important. You can't just rely on, you know, you have to actually go and do the research yourself, find out, talk to your physicians, your networks, and then you get, obviously, at the end of the day, better outcomes.
That's absolutely true. And we are now winding down to the end of our program, and you two have been fabulous guest experts today. Fran Borum, RN and Director of Operations for Amedisys, and Claire Villani, County Executive, also with Amedisys. And one more time, your phone number?
It is 805-543-2108. And thank you for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. And as always, you can give me a call for home care. Once again, Deborah Bales at 805-550-2023. So until next Saturday, I want to thank you for being listeners to our program, The Best Is Yet to Be. And thank you, Claire and Fran, for being wonderful guest experts. And until next Saturday, remember to make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Thank you for listening to The Best Is Yet to Be, brought to you by ResCare Home Care, respect and care at home. For the best in home care, call 781-8156. That's 781-8156.